News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you hear the music and you know it's time for Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you doing?
I am doing great.
Did you have a good weekend?
Quiet.
Oh, me too. It was fabulous.
The golf game got rained out, and So I took the opportunity to rest my knee.
See, that was probably a good thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it turned out to be a good thing.
Good, okay. I went to the Blue Wahoos opening game Friday night.
Oh.
It was packed, and it was beautiful out. The weather was perfect. Only one downside. They lost to the Biscuits 2-1.
And then they got washed out on Sunday.
Oh, did they? I didn't get a chance to.
I believe so.
But it was so much fun. And they just, they have my favorite thing that they do, for those of you that have never been to a game, first of all, the stadium's beautiful. You get to see the sunset, looking out over the water. But they have this thing that they do where they have the roach. And somebody dressed up as a giant roach that runs from one side of the field to the other. But they open up the stands, so all the kids in the stands come barreling out to chase the roach. I have never seen such mayhem and chaos. And the kids love it. And they run across it. It's just, they do all kinds of things. They have the seventh inning stretch, and they have, you know, they just do so many things that are family oriented. And it's just wonderful what they're doing. But it was sold out. It was standing room only Friday night.
Wow.
Which was great. Which was really great.
The weather was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So then what else? So you just did a whole lot of nothing this weekend?
Yeah, really a whole lot of nothing.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, because the last few weeks have been kind of busy with during the week as well as at weekends. So it's a good opportunity to take it easy. However, that won't happen again, not at least not for the foreseeable future.
Because there's so much happening
because,
from here on out.
As it says in Downtown Crowd, hello, festival season.
Hey, it just came out. The April Downtown Crowd is on newsstands now.
Yes.
And I got a hot new copy in my hands. And I love the cover. Very springy. Beautiful spring flower.
Step into spring.
Yeah, for sure. And there are a lot of things happening coming up. This weekend is the beginning of all of it, but the arts are all coming together. They have their performances, and we have all kinds of festivals coming. I mean, it's a lot.
Yes.
You could do something almost every day.
Well, we once did an article in Pensacola Magazine and said Pensacola, the festival city, and I think that's so true.
Right. It is true. And now if you look on page 14, I mean, we have all the upcoming festivals, which is just pages and pages. It's wild. And I know that we've got Earth Day coming up on April 18th, and that's at Bayview Park. The Gulf Breeze Spring Fest is going to be happening on that same weekend. Mm-hmm. Got the Crawfish Festival, Pensacola Crawfish Festival coming up. There's a Blueberry Festival in May. I mean, oh my gosh, there's so much going on. That's just a few of the things. That's not everything.
And the Fred Levin Way Fest is this Sunday, the 12th.
Yes, I think it is. Yeah. And that's a fabulous event. That's coming up. Let me see. I've got that right here.
Oh, that's and page 13.
There it is on 13. And also you have the Spring Festival Flowers up at in Milton, at the Milton campus of PSC. That's going to be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's pretty cool. And then the Pensacola Beach Bamboo Willies Crawfish Festival is the next weekend. Oh, my gosh. There's so much happening. You've got to pick up Downtown Crowd just to keep track of it all.
Yes.
It's great. And then, of course, the Pensacola Little Theater, the opera, everybody's got something that they're opening in the next couple of weeks, too. All different shows and performances that are coming up. And the symphony, they're getting subscribers now for the new season. And they've got a big anniversary gala concert on April 25th for the 100th anniversary of the symphony.
I shall be there.
Wow, that's amazing to me.
Yes.
That is really something and very exciting.
Mm.
Very exciting. Okay, so what else have you got going on in your world, Malcolm?
Well, I shall be, as usual, we shall be working on the next Pensacola magazine. We just sent the wedding edition to the printers.
So you picked the bride for the cover?
Yes. I don't think even the bride that won knows yet. The way that Kelly does it is she speaks to the top three. Say, look, you're in the top three. Tell me about your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a little extra space.
Oh, that's nice.
In fact, the winner gets a full page and they talk about their wedding. So they know they're in the top three, but they may not know that they could be the winner.
Wow. That's so you have to wait till it comes out.
Wait till it comes out.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, when are those going to hit newsstands, do you think?
Probably the end of this week, but it may, I haven't talked with Morgan, but we shall probably put it online probably the day that it's published, so it'll be available online.
Okay.
It would take away a little bit of the surprise if we did it beforehand.
No, you don't want to do that.
No.
No. We've got to keep the surprise intact.
So we'll be working on the parenting issue of Pensacola Magazine. And, of course, we're still working on the special real estate edition of Business Climate, which will come out in a couple of weeks.
So is it too late for a realtor or somebody that's in that business that would like to be in the magazine?
No, it is not too late.
And so how would they
We can squeeze you in.
How would they – who do they contact?
Well, they can email me, malcolm@ballingerpublishing.com.
Okay.
Or info@ballingerpublishing.
And you do that now so you can get in that issue.
Yes, yes.
Because we've had a couple of realtors on the show in the last couple of weeks saying the market, there's a lot going on right now in Pensacola.
Yes, yes. Pensacola, we like to think, is a little bit insulated from some of the national economic issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of the building that's going on, I think, is a testament to that. And the new companies that are moving into town.
No doubt about
new
it.
New restaurants, et cetera.
Right. Well, and of course, we have so many people that are involved in the military community, of course, who are constantly being relocated and moving. So there is a lot of that natural transition that we have here that maybe other communities might not have.
Yeah, they say about 35% of the economy is military related. So, I think we're in for a good summer. I think things will. I'm being optimistic. I've got my optimistic hat on.
I think the numbers have been good at the beach so far in terms of the spring breakers and people being sold out. And I think that it's looking good. This Tuesday, I'm super excited. We got Bands on the Beach starts back Tuesday night. The Calverts are going to be there, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And that's every Tuesday. That's a free event, y'all, that you can go out to the beach and just bring a cooler and bring a beach chair and sit there and watch the sunset and hear different. They have different music every week and something from now all the way into the fall. So that's a free thing that you can do, especially if you have family in from out of town. And they want something fun to do, and you're trying to keep the cost down, and it's great. And people dance. And
yeah, the price is right.
The price is right, and it's every Tuesday night. So that's it. I think that starts at 7 o'clock, and I think every other week they have a market there that the Santa Rosa Island Authority puts together, and so there's things to eat and drink, and they have some sales, and yeah, it's really kind of neat. It's a really a community local thing to do. And I do have to confess that there are a lot more locals a lot of times than the visitors. So it's really fun.
Mm. Good opportunity to give an update on downtown.
Oh, good. Yes. What's the update?
Palafox Street.
Yes, sir. What have you got?
Well, I often walk up and down there, as you know, and it's really starting to take shape now.
Mm-hmm. It looks good.
Yeah.
Are you changing your mind?
I would. Yes. I'm not too big to admit that maybe I was a little bit. Well, I won't say hasty. I still believe that the historical bent would have been good,
mm-hmm.
but it does look good. And so now's the time to be positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, forget what could have, should have been.
Well, you know, we're all a little resistant to change. It's always something we love what we know, and we have to get used to the unknown. And then sometimes you go, oh, this is not, I like this. But sometimes I can't visualize it till it's actually there.
Yeah. You know, I've heard say many times at the heart of every great city is a great downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, well, we've had a great downtown for some time, but now it's going to be even greater, dare I say?
Yes, I think you're right. I do. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. You can find out about all of his publications online at ballingerpublishing.com. Downtown Crowd is on newsstands now. You can pick it up anywhere. And if you've got a question for Malcolm, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. He is the expert on Ballinger Publishing, no doubt. 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a sec. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a Monday morning. Hope you're getting a good start to your Monday. And we always try to have a little fun here with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question or comment for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. I've got a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on stage before as an actor?
As an actor?
Yes. Did you ever do any acting when you were in school or in the past?
Yes, in a school play.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me.
And I was awful.
Oh, no.
I mean,
oh.
I'm so stiff and wooden.
Really? You don't strike me that way at all.
Well, I...
You always are the person, the now, life of the party.
I have also been on stage as a dancer.
Really?
In the dancing, Covenant Hospice, Dancing with the Stars. Or
oh,
dancing.
You did that. That's right.
Yeah.
How was that? How did that feel?
I'm not a great dancer. Again, I'm sort of stiff and a little wooden in, mm-hmm. in actions.
Mm-hmm. He's almost speechless. I've never heard Michael speechless before.
Well, I was going to say I did pretty good, but then something inside me said, don't lie.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second. It
came out pretty well. I was standing in the wings with Tony mm-hmm. Dovoloni, mm-hmm. who was one of the dancers at the time. Mm-hmm. And I said, Tony, I can't remember a dance step. Froze. I said, I don't want to go on. I'm going to make a fool of myself.
They call that stage fright.
And he said, don't worry about it. Once you get on there, it'll just come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go on in a tux and I throw off my jacket. And then everything came.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And right at the end, we were doing it to Michael Bublé's Say the Last Dance for Me.
Oh, nice.
And the last part of it was what apparently they call a slash. Mm-hmm. I pulled... the young lady through my legs, and she slides over the floor and puts up a leg, and then I put my elbow on her leg and under my chin.
Oh, my.
We practiced that for 3 months. Never did it at all. It always missed her. She mm-hmm. was too far away, looked awful, mm-hmm. never worked until the night, and it worked perfectly.
I love it. That's how it goes.
At that point, I retired from the stage. Retired at the peak of my career.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, what about the high school play? What was that like?
I don't even remember what it was, but it was just, I hated it. I didn't want to do it. I just didn't feel comfortable.
Okay. Well,
because I think I was a little shy as a young man.
Yeah. A lot of kids are.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm excited because before you came on, we were having our friends from Gulf Breeze Stage, and I'm teaching the adult acting class. You should come to the class. You'd be the perfect candidate to come to the class. Well, somebody who's done a little bit before, but never really had you're not going to make a career out of it, but might be a lot of fun. You'd be an interesting addition because of that British accent. You'd be intimidating to all the other actors.
Well,
you can see you have an advantage right there, just the way you talk.
I don't mean this as a criticism, but whenever I've been to local plays where there's a Brit,
right,
usually an American,
yes,
doing the British accent,
right,
it's not very good.
Well, of course not. What do you expect? The hard part about the British accents, because I teach dialects, is that there are so many different ones. Because there's a different accent for different regions, just like Scottish, Irish, there's all different regions, but you also have different times, too, and different classes.
Yeah.
So it's a lot like the South, when you talk about accents in the South, because Charleston, South Carolina has kind of a lilt to it. But then when you get down over here in Alabama, everything opens up, and then in Georgia, it's so hot.
Well, England, the accent difference is much more compacted in distance.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you could the accent in Derby, where I live, the accent in a town 20 miles away is entirely different.
That's true, yeah. And so I think that's the nuance that you're missing.
So you can tell... In Derbyshire, where I come from, you can tell exactly what part of the county anybody comes from by the accent.
Well, you can hear, too. You can tell if somebody, when I had people come into the visitor center when I was out on the beach, I could tell if they were from Atlanta proper, as we say here, or Gulf Breeze proper, Atlanta, the downtown, or if they were from, say, Jessup, Georgia, or somewhere, St. Simon's Island, somewhere else, or in South Carolina. You could tell where people, and Texas is a whole other country of accents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really interesting. You'd think we would all sound alike, right?
Well, isn't it to do with when the immigration, lots of Scots went to certain parts and lots of Irish went to another part, English to another.
It's like Minnesota.
Polish, et cetera, et cetera. So it all, that sort of, not tainted, influenced the accent.
And Minnesota's German influenced a lot. A lot of Germans went there and... in North Carolina that's interesting. There's a group of a little town called Valdez, and the Waldensians moved there, and they have kind of their own accent in that little town.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's where that influence. So would you take an acting class at this stage?
Can you teach an old dog new tricks?
Absolutely. That's the fun of it. That's why this is an adult class, not kids. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I do wish... I listened as I drove in, and and Emily talked about...
She's amazing.
The kids' classes, the 6 and 7 year olds.
Right.
I wish that when I was 6 or 7, that was available to me, which probably would have been a big help. I think
it's not
only in terms of acting, but it brings people out, gives confidence. And
oh yeah, because when you do that, when you get a chance to get out of that safe space, and when you're in front of kids you don't know, and a lot of times it's kids from other schools, so that's nice too. It's not your classmates, and you get a little bit of confidence, and you start to have fun and relax in your body, and just be comfortable with who you are. And the cool thing about acting is that you suddenly realize that you're unique. And you know, when you get bullied and kids tease you for things, when you start to take an acting class, or you start to trust that the thing that they're teasing you about might be the thing that's going to make you famous one day.
Yes.
You know, that's going to be most special about you. Can you imagine Bill Gates? He probably got teased when he was in school for being so smart. Look at him now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I remember at school, I didn't fit in too well because I was a little different. I probably wasn't as social as I am today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Okay. Well, we'll be back while you're thinking with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. Be sure and pick up your copy of Downtown Crowd. We'll be back talking about life with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger was here with Ballinger Publishing, and he's being a sweetheart. He's going to stick around with me for the next half hour. And we thought it might be fun to talk about some of your acting exploits, if you've ever had an...
Yeah, please text in and tell us about it.
And we got a text already from Michael, who texted in when we were talking about some acting things that Malcolm had done. He said, we did some dancing as well, my friends and I, and we called them the Chunk and Dales. So, Chunk and Dales. So think of Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze, which is one of the funniest skits ever on Saturday Night Live, and the Chippendales. And he said it was funny as heck.
Yes,
I bet it was.
I bet it was.
So that's his foray into acting.
Talking about dancing again on stage.
Yeah.
I understand clearly why people get stage struck, because after we that magnificent swoosh.
Right.
And people started clapping.
Yeah.
And
then you got it right, too.
Yeah, got it right, and people were cheering, and I could hear my name.
Yeah.
And if I'd been 40 years younger, I would have run away to the stage. It's an incredible feeling.
Yeah.
I understand why people get so enthralled with performance.
Well, because you were telling me during the break that you had rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed that one move at the end of the dance, right?
Yes.
And you had never got it right.
Never.
And then?
On the night, everything worked perfectly. It was like...
Magic.
It was like I was, what's the right word? Not out of body, but it was...
You transcended.
Yes, yeah. It was,
Because when you get so involved in this is what I love about acting, when you get so involved in the character or the dance, like, you lose yourself, your self-consciousness, your self-centeredness, and suddenly you just become, and you're in that moment. And that's what the beauty of it, for me, this is what I love the most about being in the moment. And then when you hit the mark like that, and you've all that work, and it finally all comes together in that one moment, and then the audience goes, hey, Malcolm.
I have a CD of it.
Oh, do you? I want to see it.
Yeah, I think I've buried it deep enough that it'll never see the light of day again.
No, we got to post that. We have to post that online. That's a great story. If you've got a story for us, just text it in at 850-437-1620. Malcolm is kind enough to stick around, and we'll talk a little bit more about Ballinger Publishing.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Great.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. On a Monday, we hope to get your day started off right and maybe make you smile. Think of those good old memories from those days way back when, or maybe recently. You never know. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back after the news. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, hanging out with me for a second half hour. So thank you so much, Malcolm. We've been talking this morning about downtown crowd and all the amazing festivals and activities that are coming to Pensacola in April. And also having a little fun talking about theater, Gulf Breeze Stage. I'm involved with a group now that's going to be offering acting classes. And talking about adult acting classes, I want to see if Malcolm would be interested in taking my class. I'm not sure if I've convinced him yet or not.
I think I might be a great Shakespearean actor.
I think you'd be awesome because you got the accent. All you have to do is read. You don't even have to act.
To be or not to be. Oh. That is the question.
Whether it is nobler. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I forget the rest. Maybe my memory would let me down.
There you go. So we asked some of our listeners, said, hey, if you have an experience that you did when you were acting, send it in. So Todd St. Ors, who's been on the show with Gulf Coast Air Care, he said high school plays. He was Schroeder in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And he said, and the hero in a melodrama, Dauntless Crusader. He said, I had enough theater points to join the International Thespian Society, but never did.
Oh.
How about that?
Wow.
See? Those are the folks I want to come back to the class that, you know, you've got it in you. Come on down and have some fun.
Talent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you were talking about how it felt to get that applause.
Yes.
And I remember I was telling Malcolm during the break that my very first acting gig was one of those. I was a first grader, and it was six or seven, and it was a spring play. And, of course, there were sunflowers and the bees and the birds. And I got cast as the North Wind. And I made a big costume made out of a sheet that I cut up so that when I went across the stage, it spun around. And I was very serious. I was going to be a very scary North Wind. However, I was only about 3'2". Right? And little blonde with a high-pitched voice.
Cute little blonde.
So, ho, 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 I'm the North Wind. Just hear me blow. Woo! So I was very serious. I get across the stage, and the whole audience starts laughing. And I stopped mid-turn and started crying. You know, I was devastated because of I wasn't taken seriously. Mm. So the teacher had to take me and talk me into come back. So then when I came back the second time around, all the parents, the audience was all parents, of course, all stood up and applauded. What a great North Wind. That did it. That was it. That was that moment you were talking about where I went, oh, I like this attention. This is fun.
The monster was born.
The monster was born. You got it. But I will say it's a great experience for most kids because it does give you a little confidence and you don't have to make a career out of it. But even for adults, it can help you. Just about every business, you got to make a presentation. You got to be out in front of people. You know, you got to learn how to get along.
I think it's great in an early age to do that. As I said before, it makes people more outgoing, more confident.
Mm-hmm. And not every kid is good for sports. And that's what sports teaches so many kids.
Yeah.
Gives them confidence, teamwork, ensemble work. When you're in a play, you learn how to work with other people.
Well, there are times in your life, your first job, first full-time job.
Right.
If you have confidence, it really helps. We get interns that come in. Some of them are really, you know, come in and announce themselves.
Right.
Others very timid.
Hmm.
But usually before they leave us, then they open up and start to blossom.
But that's because you've created an environment for them and encouraging them, right? To learn.
Yeah, Kelly and Morgan do a great job of giving them assignments, but encouraging them, and then they get to be around, you know, other girls or boys, you know, in a hopefully a fun
environment. What age are your interns? I mean, what is it? Is it time now? Because a lot of the kids are getting off for summer now. If someone wanted to be an intern at Ballinger Publishing, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they contact Kelly, but we usually recruit them through UWF School of Journalism.
What's in your coffee?
Yeah. I got to put less vodka
in. What's in the coffee this morning?
Or rum. Or the English.
Irish school. Coffee.
Yeah, Irish coffee.
There you go.
So they have, you know, aspirations to be writers or might be internet content, et cetera.
Right.
Or journalists, of course.
And that's a great place to learn.
Well, we give them the ability to be published in a local magazine.
That's pretty extraordinary. That's a great opportunity.
And I still get calls from companies. Recently, one in South Florida, a couple of years ago, South Florida. Do you remember so and so? And I said, yeah. You know, what do you think? I said, she was great. Wonderful. Yeah. You've got a great acquisition then. And they said, well, we thought she would be great to hire. I said, I would highly recommend.
Oh, see, I think that's great. So they just have to contact you if they were interested, if somebody's listening and they've got a student coming home for the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. I think interning is great. In any profession, you can learn so much.
Yes. Not only learn potentially about the job or the occupation, but also I think it integrates them into the workplace, which is a great advantage when you go to a new company, if you're able to integrate quickly.
Right, because you've had that experience now doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
When it wasn't so, the stakes weren't as high.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you do feel a lot of pressure when you start somewhere new. Mm. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here. We've been talking about all kinds of things this morning, a downtown crowd, the festivals, a little bit about acting and getting on stage. And you never know what we're going to talk about when Malcolm's here. But if you have a comment, 850-437-1620. So looking at downtown crowd, you focused on Earth Day. You have a whole article, which is pretty cool, all about how we can be better stewards. And, you know, seeing the Artemis photos, have you seen those yet, Malcolm?
Yes, yes.
Wow, it's just breathtaking. I even posted on my Facebook page the pictures of planet Earth from afar. It's just, it's, oh my gosh, beautiful.
I think it makes you think a little bit about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
It looks beautiful and pristine from outer space, but it's far from that, as we know. It's our responsibility to pass along to the next generation, a environment, climate that is unspoiled or not as spoiled as it was.
Yeah.
And I think we've made tremendous strides, obviously. I remember in England as a child, the smogs and the fogs from coal fires and things. I mean, that's all gone now.
That's right. I can remember seeing photos of that. Very dark skies.
Yes. I mean, they had smogs that you could barely see your hand in front of your face.
Oh, gosh.
I guess it's temperature inversion or whatever causes it. But, I mean, everything would stop for, you know, sometimes a day until it changed. The smog, and you could smell it and taste it. It was so
I remember being young when we would go on, you know, family road trips and stuff, and we would go visit some relatives up north, and we'd go through Pittsburgh. And it was just a big black cloud.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. It was just, the whole industrial section there was really something.
But we don't have to go out and move mountains. What we have to do is just the simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't always, take a grocery bag. You take your own reusable
little canvas bags. Those are nice. Yeah.
Don't take those plastic bags.
Right.
I must admit, I do, and I need to get into the habit of taking
them. I save mine. I actually save mine, and then they have a little recycle bin, and I bring them back to be recycled.
But you always worry about those things.
Where they go.
Where does it really go?
Yeah. But there's other things that you can do, too. It's just we have a block cleaning thing that we do where the neighborhood gets together and just goes out on a Saturday and has kind of a little block party and just picks up trash.
Mm.
Just something simple just to keep it looking beautiful.
I sat on my porch yesterday, and I watched some bees come in, buzzing around my azaleas.
Oh, nice.
And camellias. So just, a few flowers to attract bees.
Well, there's so many native,
whatever comes.
And we'll be talking about it tomorrow on the Garden Line with Mike, so many native plants that he talks about that we really do well here with minimal caretaking needed. He is always emphasizing that for me because I'm not a very good gardener, but I'm looking for the things that are sustainable, that don't need a lot of maintenance and are beautiful. It makes such a difference in how everything looks.
Yes.
But also the bees, keeping the bees alive. That's real important.
Yes.
Okay. I guess we're done with that topic. Okay.
I don't know much about bees.
They make honey. I'll explain it to you during the break. This is Pep Talk with Meg and Malcolm Ballinger. We'll be back in just a minute.
I gave her that blank look.
He's like, I'm not here anymore. I'm done. Okay, bye-bye. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We're looking at the new issue of Downtown Crowd, the April edition. There are pages and pages of festivals and things to do, y'all. There is so much happening in this month.
Yes, and as we were talking about in the break, we need to get back to the point of the show.
We talked about Downtown.
Yeah, we digressed a little far.
Yes, we did. But coming up this weekend is the Fred Levin Way Fest, and I'm sorry to say I have not been to this event, but I hear it's phenomenal.
Yes.
So I guess the idea is they bring out all the nonprofits and resources for folks to come out and find out about what's available.
Yes, exactly. It is a wonderful event. It exposes a lot of people to organizations that they often don't know about,
right,
or don't realize that help is available.
Well, it says here in the article that's here in Downtown Crowd, you can find it on page 13, and it's going to be happening at the Community Maritime Park Stadium this year, 301 West Cedar Street, right downtown. You can't miss it. Plenty mm-hmm. of parking. And what they're going to do, this is a new location because they had done it in downtown before, but it's 11 to 3 on Sunday. It's a free festival, and it's designed for families and individuals in need, and it's going to feature a variety of food, games, music, entertainment. DJ Albert Leo is going to be there, followed by a performance from Jordan Chase from American Idol. How cool is that?
Mm.
And they say come hungry because they're going to have 12 food trucks, 7 snack vendors providing every form of food and treats from American, Asian, barbecue, Greek, Mexican pizza, popcorn, ice cream, and more. Sounds fabulous.
Maritime Park is going to be a busy place because
oh,
the day before is the Burger Battle on the Bay.
Yes, on Saturday, and I'm going to go to that too. That's going to be a blast. Burger by the Bay, on the Bay. Is that what it is? Burger
by the Bay.
By the Bay. There you go.
Yes. That's put on by, I think, Suburban Rotary.
Yes, that's right.
Club.
There you go.
And great fundraiser.
That's going to be a lot of fun, too. And then on Sunday, they'll have 65 nonprofit organizations there.
Mm.
That's a lot. So you can and bring the kids because they're going to be giving away essential items like backpacks, blankets, books, diapers, hygiene products, school supplies, toiletries for those in need. So they do have a website, fredlevinfest.com, if you want more information. But that's going to be amazing.
If you if you're a dog lover, have a
yes.
little dog. Oh, a big dog, I guess.
Yes.
There's the Five Flags Scavenger Hunt.
Oh, wait, when is that?
That is Saturday.
Oh,
next
okay.
Saturday, the 11th.
Okay.
11 till 3, starting at the Pensacola Bay Brewery. And uncover stories beneath the five flags where you and your pup will uncover hidden gems. Snap fun photos, solve creative challenges, and meet fellow dog lovers along the way.
How fun.
Tickets are only $30.
And what is the time on that one?
That is 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. Mm. And just a reminder for folks, too, is that tomorrow night is the first Bands on the Beach.
Yes.
Which will be a lot of fun out on Pensacola Beach, and that's free as well, so you don't want to miss out on that.
By the way, you get your tickets at WolfgangParkandBrews.com.
Okay. That's a good one
that's
to know.
That's page 21 of Downtown Crowd.
Okay. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So that's happening. And then the Burgers by the Bay on Saturday. And you have, what else have we got going on? And don't forget the Pensacola Navy as your marketing calendar for May. The Pensacola Navy Days Night at the Museum Gala will be happening on Friday, May 8th at the Naval Aviation Museum. They're going to have cocktails and dinner and dancing. And if you want to find out more about that, that'll be that whole weekend. They're going to be celebrating the Navy here. And kind of like the idea is to have it be kind of like a fleet week that they do in New York and some of the other bigger cities, honoring our naval personnel that are here, active and retired, and students. You can find out more about that at PensacolaNavyDays.org.
Yes. And a little bit into the future, Cinemas in the Sand.
Yes.
April 17th on Pensacola Beach.
Yep, same place at the Casino Beach.
Yes, and they're going to present The Paper Bear.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. A heartfelt film about a father and son's handmade paper creation that comes to life and leads them on a magical journey.
That sounds really cute.
I think it's more for the grandchildren.
Yes, yes. Mm. I don't know. Yes, that would be G rated.
G, yes,
thank you.
G-rated,
it's a G rated event. So that sounds like a lot of fun too. And then of course we've got Earth Day coming up because we were talking a bit about
yes.
that, and that's
yes.
going to be the next weekend on April 18th at Bayview Park. And then the big Festival of Flowers, that's something we'll be talking about a lot tomorrow, I can guarantee you, with Mike here
yes.
in the Garden Line. That's also happening this coming weekend. So much to do. There's no excuse. But if you really want to find out where everything is happening, just pick up the copy of Downtown Crowd. It's free. It's everywhere. I see it at all the different restaurants in town. They have it at all the visitor centers. And then you can, what's cool is you can also read it online.
Yes, downtowncrowd.com or ballingerpublishing.com. And you can read all of our publications online in what I call Flipbook.
I love that. Like, I think that's so cool.
Yes.
It's amazing. But I will confess, I am a little old school. I still like having a magazine, a book. I know audio books are great. Those are good in the car when you're traveling.
Yes.
But there's nothing better. I have about four books at my bedside. There's nothing better than picking up a book and holding it in your hands.
Yes, yes. So, Downtown Crowd, you can pick up just about anywhere around town.
And then when do we expect to see? I'm really looking forward to seeing the Bride issue of Pensacola Magazine.
Well, it's at the printers now. It was a little bit delayed.
April Fools.
Yes, April Fools. There's a pretty extensive directory of wedding places, and they just kept coming in. So anyway, it's at the printers.
Okay, so it'll be out within the week or so, beginning of next week?
Beginning of next week, for sure.
Okay, great. So look for that. That's Pensacola Magazine. We're here with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you got a comment from Malcolm, there's still time. 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break on Pep Talk. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here in the studio, hanging out on this Monday morning to get your week started. So I hope so far so good for everybody. And we were looking at the latest issue of Downtown Crowd.
Yes, and I have something for the put on the calendar.
Okay, what you got?
Saturday, June 20th. It's a little ways away.
Okay.
But it is the Craft Beer Festival, something that is very close to my heart, as you
know. Okay, yes. Tell us all about it.
It's the 12th annual. I'm having trouble speaking today.
Well, I told you, you got to stop with the Irish coffees in the morning. I mean, at least wait till after the show.
12th Annual Craft Beer Festival at the Fish House.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, 50 different kinds of beer.
Wow.
I hope, you can taste most of them.
If you want to stand up, maybe not. I don't know.
Well, they won't give you too much. But that is a great event and benefits Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Wonderful organization.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that is one for the notebook.
Okay, so mark your calendar. There's a lot of big events coming up in May. I mean, just a huge amount of events. But Art and Wine Festival will be coming, mark your calendar now, May 9th from 11 to 4. That's at Pensacola Beach on the boardwalk, which is a great event.
Yep.
Pensacola Children's Chorus, Showtime, is going to be that same weekend, May 8th through the 10th. And then sooner than that, I'm looking at this arts page here on Downtown Crowd. Ballet Pensacola's Romeo and Juliet will be April 16th through the 19th. And that'll be at the center where PLT is located. Lots and lots of things happening. And we mentioned already the 100th celebration with the Pensacola Symphony. That's coming up on April 25th, I believe. So really, you need to get your calendars out because it's hard to keep track of all this stuff.
Pensacola truly is the festival city.
It's beautiful. There's so much going on.
And when Palafox Street opens again, then we'll all have a great time. I'm sure there'll be a grand opening at some point.
I think they will be having that for sure. I remember hearing a rumor about when that was going to be, but I don't want to give out misinformation.
I understand.
Because I know they're going to have a big ribbon cutting, I think.
Yeah, I understand they're going to open part of it, the top part, from Garden to Romano.
Okay. Do you know when?
I heard a date of May 28th.
Maybe a Memorial Day weekend.
Maybe it's sooner than that.
Okay, well, they seem to be on time, and even though we've needed to have some rain, the good news is that they've had no delays because of weather, which has been good.
Also good news, I did a little check on the new post office.
Oh, how's that going?
Coming along nicely.
Oh, good.
They said April. Well, we're in April. I think it's more likely to be May, but they're well along the process.
So where is that going to be located?
That is on Jefferson Street, opposite South Town. Next to, used to be Napoleon Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually next to the Sanger.
Oh, okay.
On that block.
Well, that'll be very convenient.
It would be north of the Sanger.
That'll be very convenient for a lot of folks.
There's an accountant on the corner, and again, where Napoleon Bakery used to be several years ago.
Well, that's great news. Okay, very good.
We need a downtown post office. I don't think there's any doubt. finishes off the downtown. Mm-hmm. Not really a downtown without a post office.
That's true. That's true. But we've come a long way, because when I moved here some 20 plus years ago, it's a totally different place. People would be amazed. It's just beautiful. Okay, sir.
Well, thank you for hosting me for an hour. I hope we haven't bored everybody too much.
Hopefully not.
Yes.
Thank you for being here and keeping me company.